Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families for more than 100 years. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
It's 8:56 and 32 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. A familiar trend here as we look at mostly lower prices here as we start out a new week here as we head towards a holiday-type trade here, a little thinner volume here as we move a little closer to the holidays. A couple things to watch this week. Still watching weather in southern Brazil and Argentina. Looks a little bit wetter in the extended forecast here this morning, so that's weighing on prices here just a touch. And also the USDA will release their December crop report tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. No production updates tomorrow, but could tinker with demand a little bit, and thus ending stocks could be adjusted. Probably just another reminder that we still have plenty of corn and beans laying around, at least domestically. Also could see some South American production updates tomorrow as well. So once again, USDA report tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We have December corn at 337, down 3 cents. March corn at 349 and 3/4, down 3 cents. May corn at 358, also down 3. January soybeans 986 and 3/4, down 3. March soybeans at 998.5, down 3. May soybeans at 1009.5, that's down 2 3/4. March Chicago wheat at 412 3/4, down 6 1/4. May wheat at 426, also down 6 1/4. December Kansas City wheat 398 1/4, down 2 1/2. March Kansas City wheat at 412 3/4, that's down 5 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat at 611, that's down 0.25 cents. Mostly lower prices here for the livestock. We have December cattle at 115.32, down 25. February cattle 117.95, down 35. January feeders 144.52, down 70 cents. March feeders at 142.65, down 67. December hogs 63.90, up 22. Feb hogs 68.32, down 52 cents. Outside market showing crude up 15 to 20 cents here. Pretty quiet there. Dollar down slightly. Equities also up slightly here. Metals as well, just up a touch. So mostly the outside markets, mostly firmer here with commodities mostly on the lower side. We'll have export inspections out at 10 a.m. Central. Otherwise, the news cycle looks pretty clear here with the focus on the weather and the USDA report tomorrow, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Have a great day. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington joining us on this Monday. And a quick check of current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Right now, we're at 33 degrees in Urbana. Our relative humidity at 79%, barometric pressure 29.93 inches and falling. And currently in Danville, 29 degrees, wind out of the south at 13 miles per hour, 33 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, with a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and Rantoul checking in at 32 degrees, a south wind at 13 miles per hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly to mostly cloudy skies expected with a high of 45 degrees, west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a few light flurries possible with a low of 22. Mostly sunny and colder for the day tomorrow, a high of 28, and that northwest wind will be chilly at 10 to 20 miles per hour as well. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.